I'll be happy to try to answer that, but keep in mind that my answer is coming from someone who is studying these issues for the first time. When Northern Pass originally told us that it was going to build this transmission line and started calling us and telling us they wanted to show us where they were going to put the transmission line, they told us that it would be finished by the end of the year 2015. It would be up and running and carrying juice. They changed that projection this summer. They now say it'll be in commission in 2016. There's a bull in the field next to my place that deposits things there. It isn't going to be 2016. In my view, it isn't going to be ever. But if everything went perfectly well for them from here on in, it's my belief they could not begin construction in time to have this thing running by the end of 2016. It would be at least a year later. And that's if everything went perfect for them. That's my crystal ball. However, there are all kinds of problems that they're going to have to get past. Number one, the federal presidential permit is spinning its wheels right now. Every day that goes by is another day of delay because the federal authorities have said they will not close the comment period for the environmental impact study until 45 days after Northern Pass says, we're ready, we've got a route, here it is. Because then they have to have more hearings up here in the communities that will be involved. They have to open up the scoping comments to all the people who will now be affected. I wouldn't be surprised if people filed motions to intervene and asked for more time. Because people who had no idea that they were going to be impacted by this power line could wake up tomorrow and find out that they are. What route are they going to take? We've shown you the one we think they're trying to acquire now, but based on what we're seeing here, there's no way they're going to get that route without the use of eminent domain. And we don't think it's constitutional for them to do that, and we think the Senate should make it very clear in legislation this coming year that it is a constitutional issue and you can't do it for this kind of project. If that occurs, this line's not going to be built. So if everything went perfect for them, they would have to file at some point. Let's talk about the environmental impact study. The original contractor, Normando, has been booted because there were conflicts of interest. They were employed, just like Marie, by PS&H. PS&H tried to come up with a crazy agreement with the federal government that they could, that Normando could sort of divide itself into different rooms and they wouldn't talk to each other. One would work for the federal authorities and one would work for Northern Pass. Normando is out of it now, and we have new environmental consultant that's been retained. There are lots of issues about that if you've been following the Conservation Law Foundation that are unanswered. There's secret agreements that the Conservation Law Foundation has demanded the government turn over. And we'll see how that goes. But I would guarantee there's going to be delay in the EIS by virtue of the fact that they're still keeping secrets from us. These folks are going to have to go out and do all brand new environmental studies in whatever new route areas they decide they're going to try to acquire. That takes time, and you can't do it in just the spring. You got to come back in the fall. So will the federal permit be given in 2012? No way. 2013, if everything went perfectly, maybe. Maybe 2014. If you talk to the federal people in charge of the environmental impact study, they basically say from the time we close comments, it could take 2 years. Site Evaluation Committee in New Hampshire has to hear this project. The statute says they're supposed to start hearings within so many days of the application being complete, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you. It's a very short time period. But they have to hold hearings in every community where this transmission line is going to be built. That's going to be quite a project. They can extend the time if they want, and with a project that runs 180 miles through New Hampshire and affects 30, 40 municipalities, they're going to hold hearings just about every day of the week to get it done in the time the statute says. It's not going to be easy. I understand that there may be an effort to extend the time that the Site Evaluation Council Committee gets to look at projects this big. That could happen too. That would be another legislative action that would be taken. I'm not sure what the status of that is, but the Conservation Law Foundation has been active in looking at that option.
But just to clarify, Bob, it has not reached the site evaluation.
No, there's been no.
They haven't even been notified.
Right. The Site Evaluation Committee will not do anything until an application's filed, and it's way too early for them to file that application. They thought if things had gone the way they were scheduled to, that they could file that in 2012. So there's going to be quite a long time. Let's assume the Site Evaluation Council gets it, holds the hearings, says, okay, you can build it. I guarantee there'll be an appeal to the Supreme Court. That will take time. I'll answer it this way, and I'm not sure if there's, I don't think there's a stay under state law. You could perhaps get it from the court, but I'll answer your question this way. If I'm going to put $1.2 million into the ground in New Hampshire, and whether or not I can use what I'm going to build is on appeal, I think I'll wait. So that's another problem, and I'm going to get to you just in a second. I know there's other questions. Then, after all that's done, they come back to Coos County and they say, gee, there's 15 or 20 people up there who didn't sell to us. So we're going to have to start our eminent domain proceedings before the Public Utilities Commission. The first thing that Will Abbott's going to do with his lawyers is say, it's unconstitutional for you to go ahead with this stuff. You can't even hear these things. You can't have eminent domain, and that's a whole argument in and of itself. That can go to the Supreme Court. It can take quite a while. And while these appeals are pending, I don't think anyone's going to put a shovel in the ground. They might. They might be crazy, but I don't think they're crazy. So it'll take a long time. How long, I can't tell you, Roger, but I think these are all things that would play out over time with this project.